It's KUOW's The Record. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Bill Radke. There is a mysterious new building going up in Ballard. Planning documents filed with the city call it Project X. Our next guest thinks he's cracked the case. Todd Bishop with the tech news site GeekWire. Did anyone follow you here?
I'm so disappointed you didn't play the Dragnet theme on the way in.
Could have. Thank you for coming in under heavy security. What have you uncovered?
Amazon plans to build a drive-up grocery store on the former site of Louis Cuisine of China, as it's known to people in Ballard. This is part of Amazon's effort to reinvent retail. They're really blending physical and online retail. The idea is going to be people go online, they order their groceries, and then they drive or bike or walk to this site, and they pick them up. People will be able to park in the spaces outside and just have workers come out and hand them the groceries that they ordered online, a short time earlier.
But they don't come willy-nilly, right? You've got a window.
That's right. It'll be very structured. And that is one of the ways that Amazon is apparently planning to manage this and manage the traffic. You will schedule a window. And so it's possible that you will not be able to get your groceries at a specific time. You'll have to wait, much as they do with their Amazon Fresh grocery deliveries right now that they take to your door. Now, this is, though, Amazon's way of essentially improving the economics of grocery delivery and ordering for them, because one of the big problems that they've had with Amazon Fresh is figuring out how to make money when still paying for all those trucks. So the answer is you're going to be paying for your gas or getting there on foot instead.
Well, why would I want to do that?
Well, it'd be much more convenient, for example, than browsing around the Fred Meyer. So you wouldn't have to wait necessarily for it to come in the morning, but you could just drive to the store much as you did in the past, but it would come on out to you instead of you going in and picking through all of the things on the shelves.
It sounds a little more orderly than willy-nilly, but isn't that still a ton of traffic suddenly in this Ballard neighborhood store? How does Ballard feel about this?
Well, so far the neighbors say they're okay with it. It seems that the Amazon employees who've moved to the neighborhood have caused more disruption than people are worried about this causing, with all the condos. And frankly, this was slated to be another residential site, another residential tower before this mysterious Project X, which we believe to be Amazon, came along. And so in that way, it's kind of refreshing in the context of the greater development in Ballard.
By the way, why is it so mysterious? Why Project X?
Amazon is this way with almost everything that they do these days. You know, one of the ways that you know that it's an Amazon project is that it's so secretive, ironically. They did this with
that's the giveaway.
Exactly. That said, we also have other clues. The language in this permit filing is almost verbatim when you compare it to the language to similar drive-up groceries that they're planning in the San Francisco Bay Area. It's almost like somebody just copy-pasted and changed a few words. So it's very clear that it's Amazon. People in the neighborhood have also heard from people on the inside that it's Amazon as well. The construction workers, however, have no idea what they're building, apparently. They say that everybody had to sign their life away, and even half the people inside don't know who the project is for.
Which, as we said, is the tip-off.
Exactly.
So it's drive-up, not bicycle-up?
You can actually go ahead and walk up or bicycle-up, so you'll be able to go inside. You won't necessarily have to park in the parking spaces.
And if you do park in a space, you can get your items delivered to your car. You don't have to walk in.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so the idea is
they're going to deliver to my car. There's something meta about that.
Right. It's kind of like a Dick's Drive-In or I guess Burger Master meets retail.
Right. Hopefully with roller skates.
Exactly.
And the attendant. So is this the first of many? Are we going to think of Amazon as a grocery chain too?
Absolutely. I think the big question here is, in 10 years, will you think of Amazon as an e-commerce site, or will you think of them as this omni-channel retailer, as they say in the business? Will they just be this company that dominates every single form of getting things to you? Now, what's interesting as well is Walmart has already been trying this. You can order items online, pick them up at the store. So this is an area where traditional retailers have actually gotten out ahead of Amazon. That said, the notion of a dedicated location for online orders and in-person pickups is very new. It's not usual to see this uncoupled from a traditional retail store.
Okay, we've been talking about Project X happening at the old Louis Cuisine Chinese restaurant in Ballard. And we think this grocery store opens up when?
They are not saying. Amazon is still not confirming anything about this. That said, you know, what is it, August? I would bet that it's going to be a 2017 opening, or perhaps a holiday 2016 if I were putting odds on this. If you look at the timing of how they did their bookstore as well, when the permits started hitting, then a couple, 3 months later, you saw them actually open it.
Like it or not, when you live in Seattle, you get to see Amazon try some stuff out.
Absolutely. We are the Peoria for the tech industry. If it plays in Seattle, if Amazon tries it here and it works, it then rolls out to the rest of the country and potentially the world.
All right. We'll see whether it works. We'll see whether it fits in Ballard. And, of course, that is Todd Bishop joining us from the tech news site GeekWire. Always good to talk with you, Todd.
Thank you, Bill.